Welcome dear listeners to the episodes of Mahabharata of Virata Parva. In the last episode we heard about the evil eyes of Kichaka fall on Draupadi. Today we are going to hear from Draupadi takes shelter in Bhima. Sairandri ran to her apartments weeping. There she reflected for a while. What shall I do? Where shall I go? She thought of Bhima, muttering, "No one else can properly take her revenge." At night, she went to Bhima, who was snoring like a lion in sleep. She roused him from his bed and spoke to him softly and sweetly. "You are sleeping like one dead when I am in such mortal peril. That wretch, Kichaka, has attempted to dishonor me. You should not leave him alive after this. I cannot bear this suffering any longer. You must kill that wretch Kichaka at once. For all our sake, I do this menial job. I do not mind it. Now look at my palms, which had earlier served Mother Kunti and all of you. By serving these people, my palms are cracked and stained, and Kichaka is chasing me. I warned him that my 5 Gandharva husbands would kill him if he tried to molest me. But he is not at all bothered. He is a wicked man. He is arrogant and lustful. You must kill him. If you do not kill him, I will kill myself by consuming poison." So saying, Sairandri covered her face with her hands and wept uncontrollably. It was too much for Bhima to bear. He took her hands and caressed her affectionately. He had mentally determined the next course of action and said, "Do not worry, Draupadi. I shall not bother about Yudhishthira's promise or Arjuna's advice. I pledge to kill Kichaka tomorrow. You meet him and invite him to come alone to the dancing hall." Draupadi felt greatly relieved. Death of Kichaka. Next morning, Kichaka met her and said, "Did you notice that none came to your rescue when I kicked you in the open hall in the presence of everyone? I am the real ruler here and Virata is king only in name. It will be better for you to accept me and marry me. Then I shall be your servant and you can enjoy this entire kingdom." Sairandri pretended to agree. She said, "I agree to your suggestion, but I am afraid of my husbands. Let us make a deal. No one must know of our affairs, not even your friends and relatives. Promise this and I shall come." Kichaka agreed to the condition happily. Sairandri invited him to meet her in the dancing hall that very night. That night, Kichaka adorned himself with fine clothes, garlands and ornaments. He sprinkled rich perfumes on his person and proceeded towards the dancing hall. Finding the doors open, he gently entered the place, his heart beating in joyous expectancy. In the very dim light, he saw there someone lying on a cot and gently laid his hands on the person. Bhima, who was waiting there for Kichaka, jumped up from the cot and seized him by his hair. Kichaka, shocked and surprised, boldly grabbed with Bhima. He was no coward. He was now fighting for his dear life. Bhima fell on the floor with a thud. He got up as quick as lightning and hit Kichaka hard on the chest. The fighting went on. At last, Bhima caught the unfortunate Kichaka in his arms and pushed him to the ground and slowly strangled him. Kichaka could not escape from Bhima's death grip. He gasped for breath. When Kichaka's battered body came limp, Bhima began rolling it on the ground. Then he paused for a while and struck again fiercely at Kichika's body, pounding it with his fists and stamping it with his feet till it became a bleeding mass of flesh. He broke the glad news of Kichika's death to Draupadi and returned hurriedly to his own apartments unnoticed by anyone. Draupadi rejoiced over the death of the villain who wanted to molest her. She woke up the guards and said, "My Gandharva husbands have slain Kichika." Thousands of guards came rushing with torches in their hands. Seeing Kichika's pulped dead body, they were wonderstruck. They thought it could only be the work of a superhuman being. Some of Kichika's friends, seeing Draupadi standing nearby, said to King Virata, "Kichika has been killed because of Sairandri. We shall burn her with him." Getting the king's permission, they caught hold of her violently and brought her and placed her upon the bier and started towards the cremation ground. Draupadi shouted for help. Hearing her sorrowful cries, Bhima rose from his bed, disguised himself and rushed towards them. He went out of the place by scaling the walls and reached the cremation ground with an uprooted tree in hand. Seeing him approaching like death, people began to tremble and said to one another, "Here comes the powerful Gandharva. Let us release Sairandri and run away." In no time, Bhima killed hundreds of them and freed Draupadi. The citizens ran to the king and said, "Sairandri is free and Kichika's men have been slain. She is beautiful and will tempt others too. Men are indeed lustful. Do what you think is best." Filled with fear, the king said to Queen Sudekshana, "When Sairandri returns, order her to quit our kingdom. I dare not tell her this directly, for she is protected by Gandharvas." Draupadi returned to her apartments. There, the queen communicated to her King Virata's suggestion. "Sairandri, the king is afraid of your Gandharva husbands. Please leave us alone and go wherever you wish." Sairandri replied, "Let me stay for only 13 days more here. Then my Gandharva husbands will come and take me away. They will be obliged to you for this favor." Her request was granted. Cows stolen. Meanwhile, the spies of Duryodhana searched for the Pandavas in all possible places of hiding. After months of futile search, they reported to King Duryodhana that the Pandavas had probably perished. Then came the news that the powerful Kichika had been killed in single combat by a Gandharva. Duryodhana wondered, "Time is running short. What shall we do?" Karna said, "Who knows what has happened to them? Perhaps wild beasts have eaten them up. They might have even died in some accident. Let us forget about them." The king of Trigartas, Susharma, who had often been defeated in battles by Kichika, said, "If the Gandharva had really killed Kichika, let us now attack the king of Matsya, who is my enemy, and also take away the kingdom of Virata, since he is now helpless." Karna supported the idea. They decided that Susharma should attack Matsya from the south and thus drag out the army of Virata to the south in defense. Duryodhana with the Kaurava army would then launch a surprise attack on Virata from the northern side, since it would be relatively undefended. On the seventh day of the dark lunar fortnight, the Kaurava kings set out in two divisions to steal cattle from Virata as a ploy. it was the last day of the period of exile for the Pandavas. The cows of Virata were stolen. The poor cowherds were unable to protect their cows, ran to the court of the king. Approaching the king humbly, they said, "O king, the Trigartas are taking away thousands of our cows. Rescue them speedly so that they may not be lost." The king then collected a huge army consisting of elephants, horses, chariots, and footmen and marched in pursuit of the enemies. Virata's brothers and his son Snakasha prepared themselves for the coming war. When the horses were being brought for the king's chariot, Virata said to his brother Satanika, "Kanaka, Vallala, Tantripala and the vigorous Damagranthi will be able to help us. Give them chariots and armor." Then the Pandavas, with the exception of Arjuna, delightedly got into the chariots as commanded by the king. The army left the city and proceeded towards the field. The fighting began. The Trigartha brothers were powerful fighters. If Kichaka had been alive, he would have quickly routed their army. But without him, the king found the enemy formidable. Susharma met Virata and a duel ensued between them. The battlefield was covered with a thick blanket of dust rising from the ground. Susharma took the Matsya king captive. Virata's bow was broken into two. He had lost his chariot, though he himself was alive. Susharma placed him in his chariot and drove away speedly. Seeing their king captured, the Matsyas fled in fear in different directions. Yudhishthira said, "Bhima, release him so that he may not be a prisoner of his enemies." Bhima saw a tree nearby and uprooted it. Yudhishthira smiled and said, "Please, Bhima, do not do that. We must not be recognized. If you use this technique, you will at once be recognized. Fight like the others." Bhima, with his brothers Nakula and Sahadeva, ascended the chariot and sped fast towards Susharma. Yudhishthira followed them. The four of them challenged Trigartha. Seeing the four warriors following them, Virata fought Susharma with renewed vigor in his chariot itself. Suddenly, Bhima jumped into the chariot of Susharma. Holding Susharma by the neck, Bhima placed him in his chariot and brought him to Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira ordered Bhima to release Susharma, saying that he had already become the slave of King Virata and needed no further punishment. Susharma went away from their presence, his face burning with shame. The enemy had been routed and the cattle had been recovered. Virata was highly pleased with the four Pandavas. Virata was extremely happy and thankful to the Pandavas. He said, "By your strength, I have been saved today. I am now crowned with victory. I shall make you all kings of Matsyas. My riches are yours. Tell me how else I can repay you." Yudhishthira said, "O king, I am glad that we have been of some help to you. You have sheltered us, and this is just our way of showing you our gratitude." But the king was not satisfied. He said again, "Come, I shall install you as the king of all the Matsyas. I bow down to you. It is only because of your support that I am able to see my kingdom and children once again today." Yudhishthira spoke gently and asked the king to send messengers to the city announcing his victory. He also ordered arrangements to be made for the triumphal return of the king to his own capital. They spent a very happy night on the battlefield. They decided to leave for the city after sunrise.